Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Four nominees to the Kenai Superior Court were selected from a field of nine candidates by the Alaska Judicial Council in a public hearing held Tuesday at the Kenai Courthouse. The four selections have been submitted to Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy, who, through the authority of the governor's office, will select one of the nominees to fill a Kenai Superior Court vacancy left with the pending retirement of current Judge Jennifer K. Wells. The Alaska Judicial Council nominated Catherine Ann Elsner, Kelly J. Lawson, Elizabeth Ludick, and William Montgomery for a vacancy on the Kenai Superior Court. Elsner, Ludick, and Montgomery were selected unanimously by the council. Lawson was selected via a tiebreaker by Alaska Supreme Court Chief Justice Daniel E. Winfrey. Under state law, Governor Dunleavy has a 45-day period to select from the four names submitted for the judge position. According to the council's executive director, Susan DiPietro, comprehensive background investigations, a survey of Alaska bar members, and personal interviews with the applicants are all part of the evaluations. The council will nominate two or more applicants to send to the governor, after which the governor will have 45 days to make an appointment from the council's list of nominees. 11 applicants were initially received, with two withdrawing. The Alaska Judicial Council's mission is to screen and nominate judicial applicants, evaluate the performance of judges, and make evaluation information or recommendations available to the voters, and conduct studies and make recommendations to improve the administration of justice. For more information, you'll find a link on our website at RadioKenai.com. Alaska's statewide law enforcement agency is investigating after two troopers escorted one of the state's top school principals to a hospital for a mental health assessment based on a bogus court order, officials said. Mary Fulp, the principal at Colony High School in Palmer, north of Anchorage, broadcast the encounter with the Alaska State Troopers live on Facebook January 18th. "I'm being taken to the hospital for claiming that Jesus is King and claiming that I stand with Martin Luther King's civil rights movement," she said. "So I'd like this to show up in the news and for this to go viral because I am the 2022 Alaska Principal of the Year who loves Jesus with all her heart." The incident began early in the day when someone asked troopers to conduct a welfare check on Fulp because she wasn't answering her door and he had concerns for her mental health. Troopers determined that the adult female was not exhibiting signs of grave disability from a mental health issue and was not likely to cause serious harm to herself or others, and therefore did not meet the conditions for emergency detention, trooper spokesperson Austin McDaniel said in a statement. Nearly 5 hours later, someone else called 911 stating they had a signed order from a judge to involuntarily commit Fulp to the nearest mental health evaluation facility. Troopers did not identify Fulp by name in the release. Two other troopers reviewed the purported order and believed it to be authentic. They arrived at Fulp's home, and the primary officer on the case again determined she was not a threat to herself or others, McDaniel said. The troopers escorted Fulp to a nearby hospital but did not perform an emergency detention allowed under state law, he said. 2 days later, the State Department of Public Safety became aware that the document may not have been a court order, as the person who had called 911 claimed. James Cockrell, the state's public safety commissioner, has ordered an internal review of troopers' policies and procedures to make sure incidents like this don't happen again. "Based on the limited information we have been able to learn about the incident from the Alaska court system, it appears that we have made a mistake by transporting the adult female for an evaluation," Cockrell said in a statement. "Our staff should have taken additional steps to verify the information presented by the complainant and the validity of the court order. We take full responsibility," he said. "This type of situation is unacceptable, and you have my commitment that we will do better." The 2023 Project Homeless Connect, providing services and assistance for the homeless and or near homeless on the Central Kenai Peninsula, is scheduled for Tuesday, January 31st from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Soldanda Regional Sports Complex. Find full details on the story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.